This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock as we start off our opening discussion for the day on this Tuesday. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit of overnight strength. Nothing outstanding here, but a bounce that does follow from some short covering that was observed in part late yesterday, led by the soybean oil futures. We have crude oil higher to help that out, and just generally some more optimism in this market. Some short covering again that fits with position squaring that we see oftentimes occur ahead of these crop reports, like we will have again here on Thursday this week. You know, we're positive about, back to the soybean oil, domestic processing demand and potentially down the road for soybeans, seeing that balance sheet tighten up further. We've still got some concern overall about exports, and that was partly negative to kick off this week early on when we saw that dollar index was higher, extending its gains from last week and these last several weeks. But shaking off some of that, and overall a little bit higher here heading into, again, some closing of positions, generally lighter volume as we wait for this next crop update.
And Joe, we've already talked quite a bit here in the office this week about why this WASDE report is not traditionally as impactful as the previous WASDE report, the January report. Could you remind us why that is, but at the same time, what we are still excited to learn about here on Thursday?
Sure. It's sometimes a more quiet type of expectation that you have for this February report, because we're coming off of the January update where they revised last year's supply estimates for the U.S. balance sheets. Well, we won't have those up for revision this time around. We can have changes made to the demand side of the ledger.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 2 even at 444 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 3 even at 1199 and a quarter. March soybean meal up a quarter of a cent at 361.30. March soybean oil up 27 cents at 45.60. On the Merck, February live cattle up 60 cents at 180.32. March feeder cattle down 5 cents at 242.70. April lean hogs down 77 cents at 81.42. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.